It is the Brett Winterble Show. Our phone number is always 800-760-KFMB. I'm watching a pool feed of President and Mrs. Trump making their way to the White House, heading towards the White House to go into the White House for the very first time as the first family. They are flanked by Barron Trump and the rest of the family coming up behind them as they make their way toward and into the White House. It's got to be some kind of feeling when you walk into that residence and you go, "Ooh, it's mine." I mean, I'm living here. I'm living here for the time being. Father Bill Nicholas is somebody that is very close to this show. You know, he's a very good, close friend of mine. He is out of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. He's in D.C. for the inaugural. How cool is that? He's there. I'm not. So, Father Bill, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
Doing great, Brett. Good to be with you again.
It's good to have you here. Let me ask you, we saw an amazing, peaceful transition of power. We do it unlike any other country on this planet. There has to be something said here for the way we were so bitterly divided during the campaign and now come together in this peaceful transition. It has to be divine providence.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely something very, very special, and you saw something bigger going on here. The goodwill, at least in the section I was at, was just really something to behold. And my friend and I, we got up at 5 in the morning to get there early, and we were standing for a good 6 hours.
Wow.
It's like I started walking again. It's like, oh, yeah, I have legs. and you know, one of the things to pass the time, we ran into a couple of really neat guys named Dino and Lino from Virginia and Connecticut, respectively.
Wow.
I told them I'd be on your show today, and we just chatted with them. It really helped us pass the time. And so when it finally came time for everything to begin, everyone was ready. Everyone was excited. And during the swearing in of Vice President Pence, I was thinking, I'm not going to make it through President Trump. I'm going to lose it. But I didn't. I held in, and it was just a great moment. I thought it was a good speech. He really kept it toward the people and, mm-hmm. and toward you know, his vision for America, which he made everyone feel was our vision for America. And you know, he was very graceful to everyone around him. The way he, you know, he acknowledged President Obama, gave him a very heartfelt thanks for his years of service. I understand later he toasted Secretary Clinton at the luncheon.
Right.
He was just, in general, a class act all around. And at least from where we went, I know the news showed that there was some trouble with protesters, but we really didn't see it. The security around here was very tight. They were very hospitable. Sometimes when you're looking at security this tight, they can sound oftentimes hostile or stern or strict. They really weren't. They were very, very helpful in terms of where we go and what we do. And it's just all around. I'd recommend this experience for anybody, and I'm very glad I had it today.
Was there something that surprised you that maybe you didn't expect that maybe struck you as a first-timer?
No, not really. We've seen the inaugurations before, and but what struck me was I went into this. I thought that there were going to be 4 religious individuals offering invocations. He had 6, 3 at the beginning and 3 at the very end. And if there was any question that this president is, if he himself is not religious, is friendly to people who have religious values, if this wasn't a strong indication of it, I don't know what was.
It was amazing to see the upfront and center way in which faith was celebrated and his faith was celebrated and the faith of the people, I think, in this country was celebrated. Was there anything when you watched that speech? Many people are pointing to the brevity of it. It came in at about 17 minutes. And the fact that it felt, well, look, I'll just be frank. A lot of people said it sounded stumpy. It sounded like a stump speech. It sounded like it didn't have the long, big, flowing rhetoric. I felt like it was a revolutionary declaration that a marker's being laid down, that I'm here to represent the people, to the people who have forgotten the interests of the people.
Well, how often has it been said that, you know, a person runs for office and says one thing, then when they get into office, they say something different? It was familiar territory, familiar words we'd heard before. And while he didn't have the soaring rhetoric of ask not what your country can do for you, at one point I was really moved when he said, you know, whether you're white, black, brown, whatever your culture is, he said, we all bleed the red blood of liberty or the defense of liberty. And I thought that was a very powerful statement that he made. That's at least one I will remember. And And he kept things familiar. I mean, he wrapped it up with, we'll make America prosperous again. And then he, and then at the end he said, and together, it was almost as if he were saying, and all together. And then the crowd said with him, we will make America great again. So this was all familiar to everyone who heard him campaign. And so in many ways, didn't kind of have the kind of soaring rhetoric you heard from President Reagan or President Obama, Clinton, previous presidents. It was familiar. It was definitely directed toward the people of this country, which he says is his primary focus in his presidency. And then just to have it end that way, in which when so many of his speeches where the crowd is saying together, we will make America great again. We'll see how he does. But it sure was a hopeful, it was hopeful rhetoric as distinct from soaring rhetoric. Very down to earth, I thought.
You're a student of history, and I know you're a student of presidential biography. So let me ask you this. Father Bill Nicholas joining us here. He's in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration and traveled there from the Archdiocese of L.A. Is he just going to be another Andy Jackson, where he just blows everything up, shakes up the establishment, has raucous wild parties at the White House, things like that? Is this just going to be another version of Andy Jackson?
Well, of course, times have changed since Andrew Jackson. It's a little hard to get into the White House these days to have a raucous party. But yesterday, we had an appointment, and a rather good, substantial one, with Congressman Steve Knight from the Simi Valley District, where I was before. And we all kind of agreed that whatever Trump is lacking, he's got Vice President Pence, who definitely can work with the Congress and work with President Trump. And if there's any rough edges to be smoothed out, Vice President Pence will be a major part of that. And Andrew Jackson, notwithstanding, I think, you know, if you saw his comments at the donors dinner last night on Fox News, they kind of agreed Donald Trump is going to be Donald Trump. He's not going to change. And I think that's what people like about him. But he also picked a running mate who can, in many ways, balance things out.
Listen, it is great to catch up with you. I'm glad you safely made it there. Look forward to you getting back here and visiting with you very soon. Enjoy the rest of the festivities and safe travels back to California, Father Bill.
Thank you. Head back tomorrow.
All right. Take care. All the best. God bless. Father Bill Nicholas, check it in. He's there at the inauguration in Washington, D.C. I'm jealous, man. Johnny, we got to go next time. We got to go. We're going to go next time. Maybe we'll go for the reelect. 800-760-KFMB.